I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The Federal Reserve Board meets today to discuss interest rates. Most experts tell us that the Fed is going to leave the federal funds rate at 1%. That's the lowest level in 45 years. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess, hi. Why not change the interest rates? Because we keep hearing all these government statistics that say the economy is moving forward. And in fact, didn't the Dow cross the 10,000 mark today, another positive economic indicator?
Let me address that first, Alex. The Dow did cross the 10,000 mark right after trading began this morning, the first time that's happened in about 18 months. It was May 2002. It's much more psychologically important than anything, but certainly a major comeback from the five-year low of 7,286 that we saw just last October, October 9th of 2002.
So what about the Fed and the interest rate?
Right. The Open Market Committee has been signaling that it's going to keep things steady for a while. They want to see more job growth, and they want to make absolutely sure that there is no possibility of deflation. I talked to Alice Rivlin about some other factors at play here. She headed up the White House Office of Management and Budget in the Clinton administration and is now with the Brookings Institution.
Although the economy is definitely strengthening, we have a lot of slack still in the economy, meaning unemployment is still quite high, and payrolls have not been rising. Companies aren't hiring very rapidly, and there's no inflation. So there's really no reason for the Fed to raise interest rates, and I don't expect that they will do it for quite a long time.
So jobs and inflation are really the key factors to watch in the coming months.
If people do want the rate raised, why would they say it should be raised? What's wrong with keeping it low?
Certainly anyone with a savings account or a CD is going to tell you that there's a downside in that they're not getting any interest on those accounts. And if you're someone who'd like to see a stronger dollar, then the low interest rates aren't your friend. But, you know, the manufacturing sector certainly likes the weak dollar because it means our exports to other countries are cheaper, so they'll buy more of our stuff. And homebuyers definitely want rates to stay as low as possible for as long as possible.
Okay, Tess, and what else are you following today?
In the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at a survey of CEOs across the country for their take on the economy. And, of course, they'll probably be liking that 10,000 Dow mark as well.
Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.